This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Have you ever tried to hire a service company? Like maybe you need a new software vendor or an agency to handle your marketing, right? So you go to their website to figure out if they're a good fit. But when you get there, it is just this massive, impenetrable wall of generic buzzwords.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
You're just scrolling and scrolling, reading these phrases like, we optimize digital footprints, or, you know, we deliver synergistic enterprise paradigms. And you literally cannot figure out what they actually do.
Let alone how much it's going to cost you. It happens every single day.
Exactly.
And like, what's worse is that after completely failing to explain their service or their pricing, they inevitably have this giant unmissable button at the very bottom of the page that just says, book a discovery call.
Yes. And you're sitting there thinking, I'm not giving you 45 minutes of my Tuesday just to find out if your minimum engagement is like $5,000 or $50,000.
Not yet time for that.
Nobody. So our mission today in this deep dive is to uncover why that specific type of vague marketing is secretly killing B2B service companies. We're going to look at why buyers just completely run away from it, how to actually fix it, and why getting this right is, well, it's a literal matter of survival in the modern age of AI search.
It really is a survival metric now. I mean, the days of getting away with a digital brochure full of corporate jargon, those are entirely over.
Totally over. And to guide today's conversation, we're using a truly fantastic piece of writing by Joe Medico. He's the director of client services at Double Dome Digital Marketing. The article is called Why Marketing Without a Clear Offer is Like Selling Without a Price Tag, Mastering Marketing Offer Definition. And honestly, it completely changes how you look at a service website.
It's a great piece. Very eye-opening.
Okay, let's unpack this, because to really understand the frustration of the buyer, the article uses this brilliant analogy. Let's put ourselves in this scenario. Imagine you walk into a beautiful upscale retail store, right?
Yeah.
You look around the display floor and you find this jacket you absolutely love.
Okay, I'm with you.
You check the sleeve, you check the collar, but there's no price tag anywhere.
Which immediately puts your guard up. I mean, we all know what no price tag usually means.
All right, you feel that tension. But you really like the item, so you walk up to the sales associate and say, excuse me, I'd like to buy this. How much is it? And the associate just looks at you, smiles, and says, well, that really depends on how you plan to wear it. Let's step into the back room for a 40-minute consultation so we can draw up a custom pricing proposal for your wardrobe needs.
Wow. Yeah, you wouldn't just leave. You would actively tell all your friends never to shop there.
You would run. Yet, this is exactly how B2B companies are trying to sell incredibly complex, expensive services online. I mean, they're forcing the buyer to jump through hoops just to get a baseline understanding of the transaction. And the source points out that this happens because companies, well, they confuse a service capability with a marketing offer definition.
What's fascinating here is the distinction between those two things. It fundamentally alters the psychology of the buyer. Well, a service capability is entirely about the seller. It's just a list of what your team can do. Like, we can code in Python, we can write SEO blogs, we can install HVAC units. But a marketing offer definition, that is about what the client actually gets.
And that gap, the gap between what a company can do and what the client actually receives, that is where all the friction lives. But I want to get into why this friction is so catastrophic. Like, why do businesses lose so many leads just because they ask for a discovery call to figure out pricing?
It really comes down to something called mental heavy lifting or cognitive load. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're a VP of marketing, right? And you read a website that says, we provide enterprise digital transformation. The vendor thinks they sound super sophisticated.
Right, very fancy.
But what they've actually done is hand you a massive homework assignment. You, the buyer, you now have to imagine what that project looks like. You have to try and calculate the risks in your head. You have to blindly guess the price range.
And if you're working at a mid to large company, the nightmare doesn't even stop there. You have to take that vague concept and somehow pitch it to your boss.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Right. You have to walk into the CFO's office and say, I want to hire these digital transformers. And the CFO says, well, what do they do and what does it cost? And if your answer is, I don't know, they need to do a 40-minute call first, you just look incompetent.
Precisely. You're risking your own internal political capital on a vendor who won't even give you a straight answer. Human beings, and especially stressed out executives, they will always take the path of least resistance.
Which means clicking away.
Exactly. Rather than risk looking foolish or doing the mental heavy lifting of deciphering a vendor's buzzwords, they will just click the back button and find a competitor who actually speaks clearly. There's this striking quote from the article that perfectly visualizes this dynamic. It says, "Many websites collect leads the way a bucket collects water after someone forgot to put the bottom in."
I love that visual. But okay, I have to push back on this a little bit. I hear what you're saying about clarity, but on behalf of everyone listening who works in a highly customized, complex B2B industry, aren't these services inherently complicated? Like, if I'm selling custom software architecture, I literally do not know what it's going to cost until I look under the hood of the client's current systems. Doesn't a custom service strictly require a custom discovery call to figure out the price?
Well, it's the most common defense in the B2B world, for sure. But it's a trap. Yes, the final deliverable might be a massive, highly customized, multi-million dollar software build, but the entry point to your business cannot be a mystery.
Okay, that makes sense. The entry point.
Right. When you rely purely on broad capabilities, you generate mild curiosity. Oh, maybe they can build my software. But because there's no defined container for that engagement, the prospect just slips right through the bottom of the bucket. You have to give them a concrete starting point.
So what does this all mean? How do we actually patch the hole in the bucket? If we know we can't just list our capabilities, what is the alternative?
Well, the source text outlines this highly structured framework called the four-pillar marketing offer definition system.
Okay, four pillars. Walk me through them.
This system is entirely designed to remove that cognitive load from the buyer we were just talking about. Instead of asking them to imagine what you do, you tell them exactly how the engagement works. So the very first element you need is a defined outcome.
Meaning I'm not just selling my time anymore.
Exactly. You are promising a specific operational or financial result. You aren't selling 40 hours a month of software development consulting. You are selling, say, a fully integrated payment gateway that reduces cart abandonment by 15%.
Okay, I like that. The buyer is buying the result, not the sweat. So what's the next pillar?
The second element tackles the price tag analogy directly. You need clear investment boundaries. If you're terrified to give a final price because you haven't seen their messy internal systems, that's fine. But you must give them a boundary.
Like a starting point.
Yeah, a realistic starting price point, a transparent tier system, or even just a fixed price initial diagnostic. They need to know immediately if they're looking at a $5,000 solution or a $500,000 solution.
Which honestly protects the seller just as much as the buyer, right? I mean, how many hours do sales teams waste doing 45-minute discovery calls with prospects who only have $2,000 to spend when the minimum engagement is $50,000? If you put the boundary on the site, you filter out the bad fits automatically.
It's a massive efficiency gain. You're saving everyone's time. Now, the third element is an execution timeline. You have to set expectations immediately. Does this transformation take 30 days or 18 months?
Right. Okay, so outcome, investment boundaries, timeline. What is the fourth pillar?
This is arguably the most critical one for B2B conversions. It's risk handling mechanisms.
Oh, let's spend some real time on this because I think this is where deals actually live or die. What do you mean by a risk handling mechanism?
Well, let's go back to that VP of marketing. If they hire a new agency on a $120,000 annual retainer, and that agency completely fails to deliver, that VP could lose their job.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
The risk is immense. So you, as the seller, you have to proactively lower the barrier to saying yes. You have to answer that terrified voice in their head asking, what happens if this goes wrong?
So how do you actually do that without just, you know, giving away a bunch of free work?
You build a safety net right into the offer itself. This could be a fixed scope trial phase, or maybe specific performance benchmarks they have to hit before the next payment is due. It could even be a clear money back guarantee on the initial audit.
Just to make this super concrete for everyone listening, the source gives this brilliant before and after example of applying these four pillars to an SEO or search engine optimization service.
Oh, this is a great example.
Yeah. So the vague version, the one that causes high friction, is a headline that just says, custom B2B search engine optimization services, followed by ongoing monthly tasks, content, and link building. Contact us for a custom proposal.
I mean, it hits every single red flag we've talked about. It's just a broad category of work. There's no timeline, there's no price, and definitely no guarantee.
Exactly. Now let's look at the concrete four-pillar version from the text. It transforms into the 90-day system to earn preferred answer status in ChatGPT. Deliverables include four high-information gain assets, JSON LD schema, and technical OCI setup. Fixed $5,000 diagnostic audit applied toward your overall system build.
That is a masterclass in offer definition right there. But, you know, let's break down why it works, because there is definitely some jargon in that second one.
Right. If I'm playing devil's advocate here, aren't high information gain assets and JSON-LD schema just, well, more buzzwords? How is that actually better than synergistic paradigms?
It's a great distinction to make. The difference is that these are specific, verifiable deliverables that support a defined outcome. The outcome is preferred answer status in ChatGPT in 90 days.
Okay, so the goal is crystal clear.
Right. The buyer knows exactly what they're getting and when. The jargon, the assets, and the schema are just the itemized list of tools the vendor is using to get there.
Mm.
It's like a mechanic saying, I will fix your brakes today for $500. I'm going to use ceramic pads and a hydraulic pleater to do it.
Ah, I see.
You might not know what a hydraulic bleeder is, but you know your brakes will be fixed today for $500.
That makes so much sense. And the risk handling in that offer is beautiful. Fixed 5K diagnostic audit applied toward your overall system build. Like, you aren't asking them to marry you. You're asking them to go on a highly structured $5,000 date. If they hate the audit, they walk away, and they haven't blown their entire annual budget.
It completely disarms the buyer's anxiety. But here's where it gets really interesting. Creating this hyper-clear offer isn't just about soothing the anxieties of human executives anymore. The article makes a hard pivot into the business reality of 2026. There's a completely different audience out there that absolutely demands this level of structural clarity.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Yeah. And that audience is artificial intelligence, specifically conversational AI interfaces like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, and Claude.
This is the massive shift that most B2B companies are completely missing right now. Conversational AI engines are now natively evaluating vendor credentials before a human user ever even clicks a link.
Wait. So if I type into Gemini, find me a B2B digital marketing agency that can fix my lead generation for under $10,000, Gemini is actively deciding who makes the cut.
Exactly. Large language models, the technology behind these AIs, they are effectively the new gatekeepers. And here's the terrifying reality for companies with vague websites LLMs aggressively filter out generic capability copy.
Just because they can't understand the buzzwords.
Because the buzzwords contain no actual data parameters. If Gemini is looking for an agency under $10,000, it needs to verify a number. If your website just says, contact us for custom synergistic pricing, the AI cannot parse what you cost. So it simply skips you. You are entirely invisible to the model.
Wow. Okay, this is a huge problem, because if we have done the hard work, we built our beautiful four-pillar offer, we defined the outcome, we set our investment boundaries at 5K, we mitigated the risk, how do we actually get the AI to notice it? How do we hand that neatly packaged box to the algorithm so it knows to recommend us?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it all comes down to the underlying architecture of your website. You cannot just type the offer in plain English on a web page and hope the AI figures it out. You actually have to translate that offer into machine-readable code.
Code. Of course, it always comes back to the IT department, doesn't it? What exactly are we translating here?
Specifically, the article points out that businesses must wrap their offer pages in valid JSON-LD schema code. The crucial schema types to look into are service, offer, and FAQ page.
Okay, I'm going to need you to unpack JSON-LD for me, because for most business owners listening, that sounds incredibly intimidating.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Think of JSON-LD like a digital nutrition label hidden on your website.
A nutrition label?
Yeah, imagine you go to a web page and you see a beautiful, high-resolution picture of a slice of chocolate cake. As a human, your brain instantly knows that's a slice of cake, it looks delicious, and it's probably terrible for my diet. But when an AI crawler hits that same web page, it doesn't have eyes. It just sees a bunch of pixels.
Yeah, it doesn't know what it's looking at all.
Exactly. Unless you provide the nutrition label. The JSON-LD schema is a hidden block of code that explicitly tells the AI, this is a cake. It contains 500 calories, 40 grams of sugar, and it costs $6.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, the AI understands the complete context of the image.
Oh, wow. That is a fantastic way to look at it.
Right. Now, apply that to your B2B services. If your website text says, we do custom SEO audits, the AI is just seeing text. But if you wrap that page in an offer schema, you are explicitly tagging the data fields for the machine. You are saying to the AI, price is 5,000, price currency is USD, delivery lead time is 90 days.
So you are handing the AI the exact data points it needs to answer the user's prompt.
Exactly. AI search models rely almost entirely on this structured data to verify your pricing ranges and your capabilities. If that nutrition label is there and it matches what the human user is asking the AI for, the AI is far more likely to cite your business as a preferred answer right there in the chat interface.
That's incredible.
But if you don't have that structured code, the AI just ignores you. It hands the multi-$1,000 lead right to your competitor who actually bothered to format their code correctly.
Okay, so we've restructured our psychology to stop relying on vague buzzwords. We've built a concrete four-pillar offer, and we've wrapped it in a JSON LD nutrition label so the AI can read it and recommend us. So now we're generating highly qualified leads. But the final piece of the puzzle discussed in the source is attribution. How do we actually track these people through the door and prove that this system is generating revenue?
Right, because generating the lead is only half the battle. You have to convert them and you have to know how they converted so you can invest more marketing dollars into what actually works.
The text suggests starting the conversion process with a low-friction entry offer. We touched on this with the 5K diagnostic audit earlier, but let's look at the mechanics of why that is the perfect trap, in a good way, for capturing these AI-generated leads.
A low-friction entry offer is essentially your foot in the door. By offering a fixed scope baseline analysis, or like a roadmap session, you are letting the client experience your competence in a very low-risk environment.
Yeah.
They get immediate value, and you get paid to do the discovery work that you honestly used to do for free on those endless 40-minute sales calls.
It's a win-win. But here's the challenge that every CEO and marketing director faces when they launch one of these campaigns. The article frames it with this absolutely hilarious quote. It says, "Attribution can sometimes feel like a marketing game of Clue. Everyone has a theory, nobody is completely sure, and somehow Google Ads is always in the room."
It's so universally true. Attribution, which is figuring out which marketing effort actually created the sale, is just a nightmare. Here you have organic traffic, you have LinkedIn ads, you have AI recommendations. A client signs a $100,000 contract and the CEO asks, well, where did they come from?
Right. Did Professor Plum find us through a Gemini prompt with the candlestick, or was it a Google ad in the conservatory?
Exactly. And for the last decade, marketers just relied on browser cookies to solve that mystery. But the text explains why we need a new technical fix today. It's called server-side attribution, specifically offline conversion tracking, or OCI.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Connecting my landing pages to my back-end CRM via server-side OCI? I mean, that sounds like a massive IT integration nightmare. Most marketing teams I know can barely keep their WordPress plugins updated without breaking the site, let alone map API calls directly to a sales database. So why is this actually necessary?
Because the old way is dead. Think of traditional browser cookies, like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs in the forest. You hope that when the user clicks an ad, they leave a breadcrumb on their browser, and when they finally buy, you can just follow the trail back to the ad.
Okay, I follow you. But what's the problem with the breadcrumbs?
The forest is full of birds now.
Oh, so the birds are eating the data.
Exactly. Apple's iOS privacy updates, ad blockers, privacy-focused browsers, these are the birds. They eat the breadcrumbs instantly. So your user clicks an ad, browses your site, and eventually becomes a client. But because the breadcrumbs were eaten, your Google Ads dashboard says you got zero conversions, while your bank account says you made 50 grand, you have literally no idea what is actually working.
So how does server-side attribution fix the breadcrumb problem?
By bypassing the forest entirely. Instead of leaving breadcrumbs on the user's public browser, server-side OCI is like sending a secure encrypted text message straight to home base. When a lead fills out your 5K entry offer form, your website server talks directly to your CRM, your sales database, on the back end.
Ah, so it happens entirely behind closed doors. The ad blockers can't even see it.
Exactly. The data is securely routed into your CRM. Then, maybe 3 months later, when your sales team upsells that initial 5K audit into a $150,000 annual contract, the CRM pings the marketing platform directly and says, hey, remember that specific AI lead from 3 months ago? They just generated $150,000.
That level of clarity is incredible. I mean, you can finally look at a dashboard and say, I spent X dollars on this exact offer, and it returned Y dollars in gross profit. No more guessing. No more game of Clue.
But, you know, you brought up a very valid point earlier. Setting all of this up takes serious technical expertise. You are dealing with JSONZ schemas, CRM, API mapping, and server-side tracking.
Which is why the author uses one last analogy that I think perfectly grounds this entire strategy. They write, SEO is more like planting an orchard than buying groceries. The payoff can be substantial, but nobody gets apples to Mark.
It requires immense patience and precision.
And it reinforces the ultimate takeaway for anyone leading a B2B company today, which is you should not be doing this yourself. If you are the CEO, you shouldn't be playing data detective or trying to write schema code on a Tuesday night. You need to outsource the technical overhead of this four-pillar system so you can focus on actually scaling your operations and serving your clients.
Because while the technology, the AI, the server-side tracking has evolved dramatically, the fundamental rules of human commerce remain exactly the same. Clarity drives conversions, and vague friction just burns capital.
So, as we wrap up our journey today, take a hard look at how your business presents itself to the world. If you are just listing abstract capabilities, you are forcing your buyers to do heavy mental lifting. You're asking them to risk their reputations on a guess. And you are essentially trying to collect water with a bottomless bucket.
But if you commit to standardizing your services around a disciplined marketing offer definition, clearly outlining the specific outcome, the investment boundaries, the timeline, and the risk mitigation, you stop renting temporary attention. You really start building a permanent growth engine.
For you listening, remember that in 2026, buyers have absolutely zero patience for friction. They want the price tag on the display window.
This raises an important question, though, and it's something every business leader needs to critically evaluate right now. We've talked about how AI engines like ChatGPT and Gemini now actively require structured JSON-LD data to verify your pricing and capabilities before they will ever recommend you.
Right.
So who are you truly marketing to first? The human buyer looking for a solution, or the algorithm that decides if you even exist?
Wow, that completely flips the script.
And if the answer is the algorithm, well, how much of your current website is totally invisible to the machines that now control your market share?
That is a brilliant and frankly terrifying thought to end on. It really is a whole new world out there. Thank you all for joining us on this deep dive. We highly recommend you examine your own messaging this week through this highly structured lens. Because whether you are trying to convince a stressed out executive or a highly logical AI model, it is time to stop hiding the price tag. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.